I first got the case of the man with no face. One evening in August last year, a telephone call told me nothing at all.